For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. Beaten Path Lane looks like a typical suburban neighborhood street. Homes with square green lawns and large oak trees line the street. But upon closer inspection, one realizes the James Island development is missing a few trademark components, like curbs, sidewalks, and gutters. Instead, there are
native juncus, cypress trees, beautyberry, the different things that would be in a natural wetland anyway.
That's civil engineer Joshua Robinson. He designed this neighborhood a few years ago. He explains all this wildlife is here because of a marsh.
For many years, in subdivisions and neighborhoods, engineers have placed stormwater management features in the back, sort of tucked away.
But Robinson put the marsh, and in this case, stormwater management system, in the front. It follows the curvy, narrow road and leads into a stream. This open drainage system was part of his plan to build a subdivision that wouldn't flood. To do that, he engineered the homes to fit the land instead of the other way around.
Hey, there's a lot of things about the natural environment that we can't out-engineer. We can use our engineering knowledge of science and math and try to work with the natural world instead of always working against it.
He only put houses on the left side of the street, which is higher ground. He planned for a curvy, narrow paved road so he could dedicate more space to plants that soak up water.
Wetland vegetation ends up doing a really good job of cleaning water, and it's really cheap. Or we can go spend lots and lots of money with fancy concrete structures and all sorts of additives and chemicals and maybe have the same effect, or maybe not.
That plan worked. Last October, the whole state was hit by record rainfall as a result of a storm system from Hurricane Joaquin. The Charleston area had nearly 2 feet of rain coupled with unusually high tides. Streets were flooded out and water seeped into homes, but not in Robinson's neighborhood.
And I think that was truly the test, if we got through that, then we should be okay.
Carol Warrer has the home at the end of the development. Her yard has a steep drop-off directly into the path of the marsh draining system.
And so all that was just flowing like crazy. And then everything that was coming through this way just seemed to filter down like it was supposed to.
Warrer and her husband were quite relieved because she said surrounding neighborhoods had lots of flooding problems.
A couple of streets over, they were totally blocked. They couldn't even get in and out.
Researchers at Clemson are interested in how this wetland works. In fact, Daniel Hitchcock is studying how these type of natural systems handle stormwater up and down the South Carolina coast.
That natural wetland or marsh system is certainly a way to manage water quality and also to manage water quantity to keep flooding from happening, to give room for floodwaters to have a place to go.
Hitchcock and his team have been analyzing data from several testing sites. He hopes to publish results within a few years. Some cities and towns are trying to encourage engineers and developers to work with the land by incentivizing them with faster permits. The city of Charleston offers some of those benefits in certain parts of the peninsula, but plans to expand the program. Back in the James Island neighborhood, engineer Joshua Robinson says it's important to remember this type of development is new.
It's not perfect. I mean, there's nothing about it that's perfect. We're working with natural systems that are variable. I think it's important to keep in mind that we are searching for a better way because clearly the way we've been doing things is not working. It's causing flooding. It's causing pollution.
Robinson hopes his 9-home neighborhood contributes to a more widespread, sustainable building approach. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan, reporting from Charleston.